Welcome back to the 30-Day Ultimate Emotional Eater Journey. I'm so glad you're joining us today. Joining me, I mean. Well, us, because I'm not here alone. Who am I with?
Angel.
Angel. So in today's topic, we're diving into a crucial topic. What did I just say? In today's episode, we're diving into a crucial topic. Yes, thank you. The ethics of food marketing and how it affects our eating habits and perceptions. Food marketing is everywhere from glossy advertisements to social media influencers promoting the latest trends. But have you ever stopped to actually consider the ethics behind these marketing strategies? Well, let's explore how food marketing shapes our choices and impacts our emotional well-being, because that's what we're here about, emotions. First, let's talk about the power of food marketing. Advertisements are intentional. They often present foods in a way that make you look at them as though they're super irresistible, highlighting their benefits while downplaying any negatives, if there are any. And honestly, companies spend billions on marketing just to create that desire and drive sales, because most companies, you know, are about that. I mean, all companies, about making money. It's not about you, it's about them. Dun, dun, dun. So think about it. How many times have you ever seen an ad for a sugary cereal that promotes fun and happiness? These messages can create unrealistic expectations about what food can actually provide, like happiness, comfort, or even status. It also targets the vulnerable populations, including children and those struggling with body image issues, which is, yeah, it's wild, but Anyway, many unhealthy products are marketed as fun or even healthy, leading to confusion about what actually constitutes as good nutrition. And as someone who has been influenced by these messages, I remember being drawn to products that were advertised as healthy but were actually packed with sugar and additives. And because I'm so busy looking at the shiny ads and all that, I don't actually read what's on the packaging. It's important to recognize how these marketing tactics can manipulate our perceptions and choices, because the emotional impact of food marketing is significant. When we see perfect images of food or idealized bodies associated with certain products, it can contribute to feelings of inadequacy or dissatisfaction or a mixture of both. This can lead to an unhealthy eating pattern and emotional eating. So we need to be aware of how these marketing strategies affect our mental health and eating behaviors. It's crucial that we take our time to basically question the messages we receive and seek a more balanced perspective on food. How do we do that? Like, how do we navigate this landscape ethically? Well, I've got three tips, if you may. One, educate yourself. Understand the marketing tactics used by food companies. Awareness is literally the first step to any kind of issue that you want to resolve or tackle, and awareness is the first step to making informed choices. Two, read labels. Look beyond the packaging and marketing claims. Check the ingredient lists and nutritional information to better understand what you're consuming. Use Google or DuckDuckGo or whichever browser you'd like to use. And three, mindful consumption. Be intentional about the foods you choose. Yes, I know, I keep on saying being intentional, be positive, be this, be that. Be intentional. It's literally the way to go. Consider how marketing influences your decisions and try to take choices that align with your values. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on how food marketing impacts your relationship with food. Are there specific ads or messages that have influenced your choices?
And have junk food, but just not every day, because it will make your tummy hurt.
Right, Angel? Thank you so much for that advice. So thank you for joining Angel and I on this episode of the 30-Day Ultimate Eater. The 30-Day Ultimate Emotional Eater Journey. Sorry, the cat just tickled my feet. If you found this discussion valuable, please share it with someone who might benefit. Remember, being mindful of how food marketing affects us can lead us to healthier choices and a more positive relationship with food. Until next time, take time to take care of yourself. I'm leaving now in 3, 2, 1.
Bye.
Hello. Quick disclaimer before we dive in. Please note that the content shared in this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. I am not a mental health professional, and this podcast is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or mental health professional with any questions you may have regarding your health or well-being. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. Now let's get started.